The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Here we go. To tie the game. Jones going for it, and it is knocked away. Deion Lewis and Antoine Winfield contact. There's a flag in the end zone. Did Winfield get there too early?
Wow, that is close. That is close. It missed like a fraction of a second.
Consider this. For 7 weeks, we've heard clear and obvious. When we need a conference to determine yes or no, maybe it's not.
There is no foul for defensive pass interference on the play.
Yeah, I thought Nate made the right call when he threw the flag. So I'm not sure why it got picked up. We had a pretty good view. I know they can't use a jumbotron for replay. We had a pretty clear view of that as well. But I thought Nate made the right call the first time. I thought, normally your first instinct is the right one. So that's all I'm going to say about the officiating, guys. I know it's going to be a lot of follow-up questions to it. I'm just going to be very clear and concise with that right there. I thought our guys played hard. We got to put ourselves in position that we can have success and not bring a third party into the factor. It's tough enough to beat the Bucks. So that's all I'm going to say about that.
To me, there was no pass interference. I thought it was a good call. I don't know why it took so long, but, he had his hands out. There was no contact. The ball hit him in the back.
Sports.
So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Yes, we do. And guess it depends on what side you're on, whether or not you thought that was pass interference. And the Texans did absolutely nothing. And the world all hates each other. You know what, though? We love you guys. Let's have some fun. It's a Tuesday on the Blitz.
Diabolical.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Tuesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart, Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776, or you can get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show, you know the number for that. You can also watch us on Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN975. And it's a Tuesday. Usually everybody is in a horrible mood, and I can't blame them today because there's so much crap going on. So you know what, Let's check your evil at the door.
Do it.
Let's have some freaking fun today, because it might be our last day on the planet.
It could be.
You could say that every day, but
yeah. But man, I've got a feeling that, and I don't think it'll be tonight. I think tomorrow, there's going to be a lot of salty people out there, one way or the other,
or maybe both.
Everybody's gonna be pissed off if we don't know. But I'm telling you, people are 100% convinced that the person they want is going to win.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Like, you won't find Trump guys who think that he's going to lose. You won't find Biden people who think that they're going to lose. I mean,
are they really Biden people, or are they anti-Trump?
I think it's probably more anti-Trump. Which,
yeah.
That speaks to what the Democratic Party is.
Which, it's a joke, but
yeah. Everyone is convinced that they are going to be happy tomorrow. And I mean, I don't know if people remember, everybody thought it was pretty much a lock that Hillary was going to win last year. And there was a lot of people who were really, really sad and like downtrodden. I don't think it's going to be that. This time, I think it's going to be way uglier.
I just think there's going to be anger.
Yeah, that's what I think.
And I did my only political tweet maybe ever today. And I just tweeted out, whichever one of your cults wins, I just hope that we'll all kind of say, you know what, be good losers and good winners, and not be the in-your-face guys or the you-cheated guys or the whatever you're
going to
be.
You know it's going to be.
I know it's going to be.
This wasn't a fair election. This was illegal.
And it doesn't matter which one wins.
No,
you're going to get that.
No, you're going to. It's either going to be some foreign country got their hands on this thing, or Trump made everybody throw out enough ballots that he would win, or you know, the Trump didn't win because they let a bunch of illegal people vote. I mean, this is what it's going to be. It's predetermined.
But here's what I'm asking, and you don't have to listen to me because, as I told somebody today, I'm a guy who gets drunk every night and talks to dogs all day. But you know, this. Take a step back and look at what the hell's going on, where we've got cops outside of polling places. We got the military going all over the place over an election. This is America. This is not supposed to happen. And to go out and riot when your guy doesn't win or stir up a bunch of mischief, let's not do that. You know what? If you're one of those people who are on the fence about it, just think, you know, what's really going to make my life better about this? Not going to change the outcome.
Yeah.
And, you know, just try to be cool to each other, even if you disagree. And, you know, I still will say what I've always said. Local elections mean a lot more to us because that impacts our lives directly. And if you want to start understanding why somebody thinks the way they do, have a conversation with them, a good conversation. I'm going to give you an example. Saturday, we're watching the UH game. You know where my wife leans. In fact, very far to one direction. And one of our friends is on pretty far to the other side. And you know how she feels about guns. And he was talking about, he has an AR, which is a really nice gun, by the way. And she got so mad at me when one of my good friends gave me a Glock for Christmas that, you know, it's just one of those things. But they sat down and they talked for a good hour back and forth. And they both understood the other's perspective. And it was kind of cool. You know, it was kind of like, you know what? You're not going to agree. You're not going to change any minds, but at least you understand why that person thinks the way they think. And I hope we all kind of try to do that with each other. Just understand why they think how they think. You don't have to agree with them, but if you have conversations and start that way, then we can find, because to me, in my world, my party would take the best of the Lamocrats and the best of the Republicans and get rid of all the other crap. And that would be what we do. And compromise with them on some things because that would work. And as a society, until we decide we really want to do something like that, and we can do it. It can come from people like us. Let's just start at the local level. Somebody mentioned that they voted for all the libertarians on the ballot. There were a bunch of them. There weren't that many on mine, but you know what? That's a place to start. Make a dent there. And if you haven't voted yet, there's still a chance to do something like that and go make a statement that way. But when it's over, you know, I really am seriously considering just turning Twitter off for a week.
I mean, it's not a bad time to do it if you were going to do it.
Because it's already been insufferable. And I have really good friends who are on both ends of the extreme spectrum that I don't want to see them tweet because nothing they say is original. And they're smart people. They're just parroting rhetoric, and they're attacking, and it's mean, and it's senseless, and I hate it. And there's not much I can do about that, except for I made fun of them on Twitter today. 4-9 says, I propose a motion to replace the Shall We Begin with Diabolical on the intro for all future shows. That's a tentative plan. We're going to keep it fresh. New show. So.
What do you think of Purple Kittles?
Freaking great.
It's good flavor,
dude,
man.
Thank you so much for that.
God bless America.
All right. Let's that's the way it used to be, Fred. Can we get back there? I don't know if we can with social media. But that's where I mean that's where I'd like to see us. And I'm not the big back in the day it was better, but that's how politics used to be. It's not that now. And you know, it's just if you're on one side, you think everything the other guys do is wrong. If you're on the other, you think the same thing. Truth is, Obama did some good things. He did some really bad things that I disagreed with. Guess what? Donald Trump's done some good things. He's done some really bad things. None of them are all right all the time. I don't know where we're going to go with this today, but we're going to try to stay happy and upbeat. Fred, why did you say Lamocrats, but just normal Republicans? Okay, lame-o Republicans doesn't work.
They're all lame.
Yeah, you're all lame. I mean, every one of you suck. Let's be honest. So I'm sorry if that hurt your pee-pee, but I've been consistent that I think both parties are cartels and cults, and you're a part of it if you're offended by something like that.
They all suck. Everybody sucks.
Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
You're listening to the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. And, I mean, we'll keep doing this because that's the news of the day. But thoughts on Texans holding on to Fuller? I understand they were asking for a second round too much. I think it's too much, but in the end, from what I understand, this is just from talking to somebody who, a person close to the negotiations, the most the Packers were offering were a four, and the Texans believe they'll get a third round compensatory pick. So why give him away for a four and then let the Packers get the third round pick? And they want
But you know what Lance said yesterday about losing more free agents than you're going to bring in? I don't believe the Texans are going to bring in a lot of free agents. I don't know that that's going to.
But that's for the new coaching staff and the new GM to decide. So I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I mean, I would have rather, like, if they'd offered a three, it's okay, bird in the hand. But if four is the best you're going to do, I'm okay with keeping him because the new coach, he may have a good year, and the new coach says, hey, you know what? I like this guy. We think he'll stay healthy going forward. We keep
him. God, that'd be the worst thing they could do.
It would be.
That's why I don't want them to keep him. I wish they would have just taken a fourth because.
I agree, but I'm with them on that. Why trade away a guy for less than what you're going to get if you let him walk?
Yeah, I think what's going to end up happening is there's going to be discussion. If he stays healthy for the rest of the year, there will be discussion on either paying him long-term, which I think is a terrible, terrible idea, or putting a franchise tag on him, which I think is maybe even a worse idea.
I don't think the franchise tag, though, is going to be more than – I'll have to double-check, but I think it's like 15, and he's making 10 this year. So that wouldn't be the worst move. I don't want to sign him long term, but I also.
What's the point of franchising a wide receiver off of a team that might win four or five games this year? Like,
because your new coach and your new GM may come in and say, "Hey, we think this guy might be a long term guy, but we want to see him for a year."
I that's my nightmare scenario, honestly.
What, a franchise tag is your nightmare? Well, you hate the franchise tag. My goodness.
My nightmare scenario is any scenario where they decide we want to keep Will Fuller for longer than the end of this contract.
I'm with you on that, but I'm also, and it kind of goes back to what I was saying again yesterday, if I've got something you want, pay me what I want for it or what I think is fair value, or there's no reason for me to make that move. And in this case, if I think I'm getting a third for him, I'm not giving you to him for a fourth. And also, and I do think not having, and I'm not saying it's not a good idea that they didn't move him, because I think if the Packers were willing to go with a four, I'm pretty sure if you shopped around more, you could have found somebody who said, you know what, I'll give you a three.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, that's, and that not being the case, okay. But I also think, you know what, this is, you'd love to have a couple extra picks for the new guys to have, but also, you know what? If you're going to hang on to him, let them make the decision.
Yeah.
Let Eric Bieniemy and whoever his GM is make that decision, what they can do with Will
Fuller.
I'll tell
you what's going to happen. Will Fuller's going to get hurt. And
then you won't get a third.
You'll probably get a fifth or a sixth round.
You'll probably get a fourth. And then you still haven't lost anything.
My bet is they don't get a compensatory pick for him.
I think they will. Especially if he manages to have a couple more games where he's healthy. I mean, he doesn't have to do that much more.
Well, I mean, I'm not saying because of his play. I'm saying
because But it also goes based on his contract and other stuff, too.
Well, it also goes based on, like Lance was saying yesterday, about how many free agents the Texans bring in versus how many they lose. We both think that this team is going to look a lot different.
All the more reason to franchise him for a year.
Oh.
So this season,
but
the franchise
tag. But then
you
would get a compensatory pick after you franchise him.
You would the next season.
No, you don't. Not if you franchise someone. They just go.
I'd double check that, because I thought it was pretty much any free agent that walks away from your team.
What were you saying, Aaron?
So this year, the franchise tag for wide receivers was $18,491, and the transition tag was $15,926.
Can you can you transition tag him? I don't know if I want to pay him 18. I mean, if he gets a 1,000-yard season, I'm okay with 1 year at 15. What about 18?
That's a lot of money.
Yeah. I mean, we're talking $3 million. I just think the cap's going to be questionable next year because of the Rona. So,
yeah, the way the transition tag works, that's like, I mean,
you put a draft pick tag on him, right?
Right.
And if they sign him, you get a draft pick.
You'd get two first round. Like nobody wants. No, Will Fuller ain't that guy.
No,
he's not in the consideration for a transition tag.
Well, for somebody signing him, I mean, the Texans could still put it on him, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then they'd have the opportunity to match, and that's the way it works.
Yeah, but. Well, I wouldn't match. I'd be like, oh, he's all yours?
Yeah.
Good luck. Good luck, Packers. You shouldn't have gone for the third-round pick when you had a chance. But, I mean, I'm more disappointed that they didn't trade off some of these other cats that they could have got fifths or sixths for, because if you get enough of those, you can move up.
That's kind of what I was hoping. Like, the fact that no one got traded is very alarming to me. The fact that Kenny Stills is still on this team. And I know,
well, that's the thing. If you're going to keep Will Fuller, why do you need Kenny Stills? You still have Brandon Cooks and Randall Cobb. You've got three receivers.
Yeah.
And
that's why I thought getting rid of any one of those four was almost like... I would have made it like a minus 250 favorite.
A lot of teams need receivers too.
Yeah, and so if the Packers call and they're like, "Hey, we'll give you a fourth for Will Fuller," and you're like, "No, I don't think so." But if you give us a fifth, you can have Kenny Stills. But I mean, that seems like
But then again,
mind you, I'm not a GM. I've just played fantasy football. But
of Madden.
That's what I would have said. Is like, oh. Well, if you only want to give a fourth for Fuller, I can't do that. What I can do is I can take a third for Fuller, or if you're not looking to go that high, you want to do something smaller, I can get a fifth for either Kenny Stills or Randall Cobb. And you get to choose.
You're also
that's a big move in fantasy football trades.
Yeah.
You give guys two options. You can have either one of these guys. You pick.
That you're also a guy who actually negotiates when you buy a new vehicle. Or a new motorcycle.
Oh, yeah.
Cal McNair, Jack Easterby. They walk in and go, hey, that Mustang right there, it says $65,000. I'm going to give you $75,000 and one free oil change. That's all I want. And they'll go, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
No big deal.
Yeah. Well, I think in anything you should negotiate, right? So you always joke with me when I said my buyout price was $2 million. And, well, I'll do it for $500,000. Like, well, don't tell them that. You start at a number and then you negotiate. And you know what? You might run into a Bill O'Brien who says, yeah, I'll pay that. Okay, thanks. But, that's how life should work. But keep in mind, they don't have a GM right now. They have Jesus Easterby. Praise his name.
Yep.
And do you want him making those kind of calls? Especially when they're really not going to be he's not going to have anything to do with whatever decisions are made moving forward. So, I feel like if they brought in a real interim GM, then maybe we'd have seen something happen. Because here's the other thing. If you're Easterby and you've been shoved up against the shower in that DeAndre Hopkins trade, how willing are you going to be to trade with somebody else when that thing was so roundly criticized?
Yeah. No, that's a good point.
So, and you know, it's kind of like if you make a bad trade in fantasy, everybody's going to start making offers,
there's
right?
Chum in the water.
Yeah. You going to take it? I don't know. So nobody's taking that Randall Cobb contract. That's probably true. That's another O'Brien decision. But, and the fact that you were asking for a two for Will Fuller when all you got for DeAndre Hopkins was a two.
Right.
I'm good at math.
The market's been set.
Yeah, well, and I think that's part of the problem. That's probably what they said. Hey, well, DeAndre Hopkins was a two. I'm not giving you that. So, well, market's different now. You want the guy? This is what it is. Give me a two and a five. They said, no, we'll give you a four.
The previous real estate agent sucked. Yeah. That's why I fired him.
Yeah, you say, that guy's dead. You can go pee on his grave. 281. Hey, I have an idea. Let's trade David Johnson to Arizona for DeAndre Hopkins.
Jonathan Joseph released by the Titans.
Yeah, I'm not surprised by that. You know, he was done last year. He had a couple of decent games early in the season, but he's part of the problem on that defense.
Yep. Big pass interference penalty cost that cost a team early in that game, kind of let it get away from him.
Yeah.
So, bye-bye. And before you start saying, should the Texans get him? No.
No. No.
The Texans don't need old, useless
God,
veterans.
God, no. All right, quick break. It's a blitz on ESPN 97.5, 92.5.
I try to talk to you, but there's no getting through. Just who do you think you are?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And it's a Tuesday, and I'm curious why people waited until today to vote.
I don't understand that either. You've got so many chances to vote. And then, like, I saw a video, and of course, it's like a, I think LeBron quote tweeted Rex Chapman or somebody, and it was like some lady trying to vote in New York, and they said she was in line at 401, and they wouldn't let her in, and, like, they closed the door on her face, like, snuck in the door and closed it, and she was like, I was in line, I just want to vote. And they're like, well, this is what they're trying to do. That's what, like, did you not anticipate that that's how it would go? The people, like, especially the people in charge now. I was talking to Esme about this. Esme, who works at the front desk, is a
delightful young lady.
She is a very nice young lady. She's a Trump supporter. And she was asking me about, like, what I thought was going to happen. And I said, well, the reality of it is, the more people who turn out to vote, the worse it is for Republicans, because Republicans historically have counted on young people being too lazy to go out and vote. And historically, young people have been too lazy to go out and vote. Now, when Obama won the first time, I think that was like, I think it set a record for voter turnout, like percentage of voter turnout.
Right.
It was a massive turnout. And he won handily, and then it went down again, and it stayed down. And this year, I think it's definitely up again. But the people in these, like, if you're in a Republican state or in a Republican run district, they don't want more people voting, especially women, minorities, like people under 30. That they don't want you to vote. You've had weeks and weeks and weeks. Why do you wait until 4 o'clock on election day to go get in line? That doesn't even make any sense to me.
And I know, I guarantee you there's people listening right now that aren't even gone there yet, and they will.
Yeah.
And I would just say, and Slopez says, I saw a video from Mississippi, long ass line. Apparently that state doesn't allow early voting. Absolutely insane. I get it if your state doesn't allow early voting, but I think I told you when I went to Toyota Center, I was in and out in 5 minutes. And there were a lot of people. It was just kind of a steady stream of people, and it was easy, and I don't have to worry about lines. I don't have to worry about anything. Now, if I had done the drive-thru, I'd have to worry about my votes getting thrown out, but
right.
Yeah, apparently that's not going to happen. But
and here's the thing. When you say, well, Mississippi doesn't allow early voting, you want to project? Is it safe to project that Mississippi is going to be red tonight? Like, I don't know if they've even started counting votes, but if we went to Fox News or, you know, CNN or whatever, my guess is Mississippi's already red because they don't allow early voting. So I got news for you. Mississippi's, it's red.
I think, though, that while the voter turnout usually favors the Democrats, I also think that there's, like I said, I've said all along, there's a lot more Trump supporters out there than you think. And I think,
I don't doubt that.
And
but I
think,
do mean historically
high
voter turnout has been better for Democrats.
And I think that is absolutely 100% correct historically. I don't know if that'll be the case this year. By the way, first round of exit polls is coming out, so get ready for a big swing in the betting. Are you ready for the prices?
Let's go ahead and put this on the news. Yeah. I mean, no offense, sports, but there's really nothing going on.
Yeah, we'll talk Maction tomorrow.
Oh, I love the Mac card. I'm so glad the Mac is back, baby.
Current price, Trump is back to plus 165, Biden minus 230.
Is that on my bookie?
That's on my other site.
Okay, because
let me get on my bookie.
I pulled up Bet Online.
Excuse me.
And the number there is Trump plus 185.
Wow.
Joe Biden minus 215. That's the same site yesterday that I came on and said it was plus 160. So he's gone from plus 160 to plus 185. I mean, I guess in every book's going to have their own lines.
Yeah, it's still plus 135 on my bookie.
Plus 135?
Yeah.
That's terrible. I mean, that's good value on Biden, maybe. What's the number on Biden there?
Let's see. Biden is minus 175.
Because here it's minus 215.
Yeah, see, on BetUSR, which is my Twitter sponsored, Trump is plus 165, Biden minus 230.
This is why you odd shop, folks.
Yeah. And in this case,
Biden's minus 230.
Yeah.
And Trump's plus 165.
Yeah.
That doesn't seem very fair. Like that's not a fair line. Come on. What side is that?
It's BetUSR.
You got to put those closer together.
I mean, but that's what they do, right?
Yeah.
That's
the VIG. That's a lot of,
but
VIG.
That's why in all, I love this, you guys don't know politics at all, SMH. That's probably because you're one of the cultists, and we don't agree with you. So yeah, we don't know anything about it. Yeah, but you know everything.
What did I say that I don't know?
Who would you bet on? Who would you bet on? Cultists. Yeah, I told you we're not putting up with any of you texters today. So 409-673, go away. You're banned. We don't want you. We're having fun today. I love that. I love that when somebody doesn't agree with you. Oh, you know anything about politics? Yeah, you know everything. Random texter from the 409. You know everything there is to know about it. Congratulations. But yeah, from a betting perspective, which is how I'm looking at this. I thought the best value I was going to get from Trump was a couple weeks ago when it was plus 165.
Yeah.
Now, what happened election night last year or last time? We were on the show, and when I looked at my site as the show was ending, I believe I got Trump at plus 265. I mean, everybody was convinced Hillary was going to win.
Yeah.
And even up to election night. And I had kind of the same theory last time, so I put some money on it. And then by the time I got home, he was down like plus 110 as the results started coming in. And, so I want to, for me, it's not about who wins or loses in terms of politics. It's always the dollars, brother.
Yeah. That's not changing. Like the result isn't going to change. So if you feel like you can make some money off of it, by all means do it.
Why are you judging a cultist? You want to be a leader of a cult, Fred. Yeah, but a good cult. You know what? Maybe I should go back to calling them cartels. Maybe that's better. Because that's what they are. They're cartels. I don't get it, but there are purists that have to vote on election day. Probably olds like Fred from NASA Nerd.
Fred voted a long time ago.
Yeah, I've always voted on election day. And then this is the first time I voted early. And what happened was the wife went the very first day because, her. She's... She wanted to get her vote in right away, make sure that it was there. And she told me how easy it was. And so I said, you know what? I'm going to get this out of the way because I've already done all my research. I'm not going to change my mind on anything. And it's kind of cool that it's Toyota Center. So I kind of turned it into a mini workout. I jogged down there and, I figured I was going to be socially distant, so it was okay to sweat. And did my whole thing, jogged back home. And it was so easy. I'm like, why have I not done this every time? Now, they haven't had all the voting centers open the same. I this first time Toyota Center's been open, but it was real convenient. And I'm like, why not do this? And I'm glad I did, because although it feels weird, it's like making a future bet, because your vote's in, you're done.
Right.
And now you're not going to know anything for 2 weeks. It's like betting Trump to win the election.
Yeah.
Chicken Dinner says, I've never got a flu shot, wondering if this year is the year. It's not for everybody. I'll just tell you, I've gotten flu shots for the last 10 years. I've never had the flu during that time. So
who do you think is going to win that John Cornyn, MJ Hagar Senate?
It's still hard for me to believe that a Democrat can win a Senate seat in Texas.
It would shock me, too.
What's the odds on that? Do you have it?
It says, I'm looking at, there's no website has odds for it, or at least not, no betting sites do, but there's a site called economist.com, projects.economist.com, that you can basically click on all these elections, and you can click state by state and see what the odds are, like what they predict the vote share will be.
Yeah.
The final vote share, predicted vote share, is John Cornyn 52%, Hagar 48%. So that's pretty close.
Sounds about right to me.
And for Texas, in the presidential race, it is, let me pull it up. It is 40, it says 47-55%. Which this doesn't help a lot. 47-55% for Trump.
Well, that's
45-53%.
That doesn't do you any good.
That didn't help at all. It does project that Donald Trump is likely to beat Joe Biden in Texas, and you can go state by state.
Yeah, I think
I mentioned Mississippi earlier. Mississippi, it is greater than 99% that Donald Trump will win Mississippi. So
that's not very useful at all.
No.
And this is a good question. Would you explain what -165 and +260 means? And I get we're talking gambling when it comes to politics. So when we come back, we'll explain that again for you.
I also want to talk about, and this is there is one sports thing that I care about talking about today, and it's the possibility of adding another playoff team to the NFL.
Yeah, we mentioned that on the Twitch earlier.
In the middle of the season, you're going to do that?
I have a thought on that. So okay. We'll do that, and we'll explain the numbers to you when we come back. Don't go anywhere. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5, 92.5.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Glenn Davis, Soccer Matters tonight at 7. Glenn's great, man. 713
what
says,
a night to be doing a soccer show.
Yeah.
Sorry, Glenn.
Yeah, well.
The breaks.
Some early.
Well, would you rather have Glenn, who's going to focus on soccer, or Patrick and Jason, who are going
to—that's
true—go off the rails on politics?
Well, they'll have their turn. You know, don't you
those
worry.
Guys? Those guys have a little bit of a slant. I've seen Patrick's Twitter, and yeah, 713 has some early voters wanted to change after the second debate. So why? If you change your vote based on those debates, then frankly, you're not paying enough attention.
I got news for you. Everything that they said in the debates is a lie. So
it was all done for TV.
Don't change your mind about anything.
So if you thought you were going to change your mind in the first place, you could have still waited till after the second debate, still could have done early voting, and still not had to wait in line. So that's absolutely a horrible excuse.
But that was the story, is that in the like 5 hours after that second debate, that was the number one thing searched on Google, is how do I change my vote?
Really?
Yeah.
You know what? I can't say anything about it because I didn't watch the second debate. I watched the first debate, and I had great, great regrets. And everybody on both sides was mad at me because I said they both looked ridiculous.
They did.
And then I watched a VP debate where neither one of them answered any questions. They were both just basically standing there, and they would get asked a question, and then they had a predetermined answer. It didn't have to be about the question they were just asked. They would just throw it out there. It's just so obnoxious. So I, you know, if the second presidential election changed someone's mind, I can't fault them because I didn't watch it. I don't know if it would have changed my mind.
And
you know, I do know if it would have changed my mind, but I don't. It's
Lone Ranger says, I actually disagree. The demeanor of Trump was so much better in the second debate. Well, if you're undecided enough to where you're going to watch a debate,
yeah, then maybe don't vote so early.
Wait till afterwards. And to me, none of that is going to change.
But how much
anything.
Early voting has there been since the last debate?
Pretty good chunk, actually. Not as much as it was before
plenty
that.
Plenty of time,
yeah.
though.
I mean, but there's been plenty of time.
Yeah.
But let's get to the gambling question, because I know there's a lot of people who are, like, we're talking about politics as gambling.
Oh, excuse me.
And so minus 165, what that means, you bet $165 to win 100. So that 100 plus your 165 back, if you're right. And plus 260 means if you bet 100, you win $260. So you get $360 total. And the MyBookie thing, apparently there was a bunch of very large bets on Trump, which is why their number is lower.
Yeah.
And on BetUSR, bunch of big bets on Biden. Hence, you've got better odds there. That's why I have them both, is so I can go back and forth on things. Because that happens with football and other stuff. But from a political standpoint, just from a gambling standpoint, to me, it's like boxing. I'm only betting the dog if I think the dog has a chance. And that was my thinking here. So, Spell says, still curious, out of millions of people, these were the two best we could come up with. That's because yeah. you have cartels.
They already decided who they were going to run out there.
Yeah. And real quickly, somebody else asked me a question about horse racing. I'm not going to get too much into it, but I will have a write-up for both Friday and Saturday's Breeders' Cup races on SportsMap. I'll do all that tomorrow. It'll probably be posted Thursday. I'll have a little something on every race. I'm not playing them all, but I'll have something for you to look at on every race. So, all right. I voted on Election Day because it's my right to decide if and when I vote. Don't
okay,
get mad about it.
Don't cry when it's a pain in the ass. Yeah. You got to wait in a longer line.
Listen, some people.
That's what we're talking about.
Some people don't vote, then have the audacity to complain about the outcome. First off, if somebody doesn't vote, they can still complain about the outcome. That's perfectly fine, in my opinion. And second of all, nobody's mad about it. Just telling you, don't bitch at me about having to wait in line if you waited till the last day. That's the thing. All these people, oh, God, the lines were so bad. Well, you didn't have to wait until the last day. And sure, it's your right to wait until Election Day.
Sure. But it's don't have the audacity to complain about long lines.
That really strikes me as a get-off-my-lawn old guy. All right, let's talk about the NFL for a minute. Because, as you mentioned, and let's let Adam Schefter explain it to the people.
Competition Committee plans to present a resolution to owners that if there is no Week 18, if they cannot expand to a Week 18, that they would expand the playoff field to 16 teams, 8 in each conference, and if teams lose games here due to COVID in the second half of the season, and by the way, the league and the Players Association have done a great job preventing that, but if they do lose games without buys, then they could wind up switching to a playoff format that would just have 8 teams in each conference. They'd be seeded. They would go against each other. There would be no buys, and that would come later this season.
Well, I don't know about you, and I've made it clear. I don't need more teams in the playoffs. Like, how does COVID mean there should be more teams in the playoffs? Like, what's
I kind of get where they're coming from in that if you keep having these cancellations and games move back and maybe you don't have an even number of games for everybody, but that hasn't happened yet. We haven't gotten to that point. I just think it's a contingency plan. I don't think it's let's add a team just because we can deal. I think it's, you know, if we wind up having games getting canceled and somebody's 8-7 and somebody's 9-7, then, you know, maybe that team deserves the opportunity to get in because they didn't get to play that game.
It depends, because I think about teams like Tennessee who – it's their fault. Like, they broke protocol.
It is their fault.
And they got sick. They honestly should have forfeited those two games. Like that, that's what should have happened. And that sucks. But that, you know what that would be? That would be a deterrent to going out and acting a fool.
It would for some. Those guys are still going to act like idiots, though. You know how you know the ones that act like idiots are going to act like idiots. And let me clarify something, because I'm getting a lot of people tell me, well, because we have a lot of listeners that are in small towns in East Texas. It's not that hard to go vote today.
No.
There's not that many people. That's totally fine. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to people in the city who waited until the last minute and now are, you know, in these ridiculous lines. That's all. And so it's not for everybody. So it's totally fine for you to wait until the last minute if you're in a place where you know you're not going to have to wait that long. I guarantee you there's not a polling place in my area that wouldn't have been an hour-long wait if I'd waited until today. But that's my area because I live in the city. Oh, 713-780-3776. I do think it's also possible that there were so many early ballots that maybe the lines aren't as long now either, which is okay too. That's a good thing. Just it worked better for me. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. And Drew said, not an old man, but maybe have that mentality. I'm a 28-year-old female from New York. It's funny you would say people shouldn't complain about lines if they wait to vote, but it's okay for them to complain about the outcome of an election if they didn't vote on. I think it's totally fine for people to complain about that because if you're not giving me candidates that are worthwhile and I choose not to vote, I'm making a statement just like you are with who you vote on. And there's nothing wrong with that in my opinion. I don't think, you know, people get mad. Oh, well, you didn't vote. You don't have a voice. No, my voice is to tell you how much I disapprove of what you threw out there. And that's not me. I voted. But I don't jump people for that who say, well, I'm not voting because they're turds. That's the old Rush song. If you choose not to decide, you still have made a choice. And I'm okay with that. Now, bitching about being in lines is different because you didn't need to do that. You know, you didn't need to have to wait till today to be in line. That's
well,
all.
I wish everyone who isn't voting because they don't
I apologize for calling you an old man.
I don't like. I wish anyone who is not voting because they don't like the candidates would maybe look at something else.
Well,
a different option. I do. And Fry Daddy says, F you, Fred. I had to wait for hours to get barbecue from Franklin's. Yeah, I'll wait in barbecue lines. I'll wait in line for. I'll wait in beer lines. If it's something I like, I'll wait in lines for it. Voting, I don't want to wait in a long line.
But that's the thing. You have to wait in line at Franklin's.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to wait in line for special beer releases. Yeah. You don't have to wait in line for this. And you know what? If you're not having to wait in line today, that's great. I mean, that's totally fantastic. But I've also had a lot of people complain about, well, I tried to vote and it was just like, well, you've had 2 weeks. Yeah, 2 weeks. John says, if you pay taxes, you have an opinion. Amen.
Yep.
I agree with that.
And if you're tired of paying taxes, there's an option for that, too. Just saying.
Well, I can't say this enough. As much as everybody's caught up in the presidential election, guys, we can make a difference locally, and that's where we need to start, all right? And start getting in people we know. And that's one thing I miss about a small town. You knew all the candidates. You knew their families. You knew who they were. You knew what they were about. You knew if they were turds. You knew if they were good people. Now, my family always supported one group, so it didn't matter if they were turds or not. I didn't really have a choice until I got older. But that's how we need to start, is with our own communities. Because I hate to break it to you, and I'm gonna go Bronx Tale again. Donald Trump ain't going to pay your rent.
What?
Jose Biden and Kamala Harris are not going to pay your rent. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.